Thanks for listening to one of the many podcasts produced by KMUW in Wichita. We're nonprofit, and most funding comes from individuals. If you can donate $15 or $150, it will help make more content that informs and illuminates. Elevate your voice with a gift at KMUW.org, and thanks.
Hi, my name is Jane Peck, and I'm the author of the novel The Rivals.
Jane Peck's new novel, The Rivals, is a follow-up to her successful debut, The Verifiers. Picking up with protagonist Claudia Lynn, the book combines the genres of murder mystery, spy novel, and a little bit of romance. I recently spoke with Jane Peck about why she loves books in a series, and we touch on the perils of online dating. From KMUW Studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network, this is Marginalia. I'm Beth Golay, and here's my conversation with Jane Peck. Your debut novel, The Verifiers, was published in 2022, and its sequel, The Rivals, comes out today. Since these are mystery novels and we want to avoid spoilers, I'm going to let you take the lead here. Do we want to give a brief description of The Rivals or perhaps an introduction to Claudia Lynn?
So The Rivals is a spy story dressed as a murder mystery with an affinity for immigrant family drama, Jane Austen, and cycling in New York. Our protagonist is Claudia Lynn. She works at Veracity, an agency for people who want to verify whether their online matches are telling the truth. When a client dies suddenly after coming across a virtual doppelganger on a dating platform, Claudia and her fellow verifiers investigate and end up unraveling an AI conspiracy with far-reaching consequences. Meanwhile, Claudia has to keep her fractious family from further falling apart, while also keeping her own secrets from them. The Rivals is the second book to feature Claudia Lynn. The first book is called The Verifiers, and it kind of takes place maybe half a year before The Rivals does. Both books can be read alone, or, you know, if you want to get a double whammy, you can read them one after the other.
You know, I think I have questions about everything that you described, including I was going to ask if it was necessary to read The Verifiers before tackling The Rivals, because I read and listened to both books. Can you talk to me about the challenges of writing a sequel? Because you didn't just catch up the reader in the first chapter, but you kept referring to the backstory throughout the book. And I was wondering what that experience would be like had I only read The Rivals.
Yeah, you know, it is really interesting. And I would love to actually talk to someone who only read The Rivals to see what they thought. So I think I really enjoy reading series. And, you know, like I read mysteries, of course, since I try to write them. But my first love is actually science fiction and fantasy. And that is, you know, the classic epic fantasy trilogy, where if you jump in book two, you have no idea what's going on. I think what I like about series is that you really get to develop the characters as you go. And as a reader, you become really invested in them. Like you see them from when they start and you see how they grow and meet new people and change and, you know, have adventures and all that fun kind of stuff. But at the same time, I did want to, you know, make sure that if someone just picked up The Rivals, they did not feel like they had to read The Verifiers before they could enjoy The Rivals. So I think in The Rivals, I mean, I definitely, you know, refer to people who were in The Verifiers. I refer to things that happened in The Verifiers. But I mean, hopefully I managed to make it contained enough that you could read it and get to know these characters on their own terms in that novel. And then I like to think that for people who read The Verifiers, there's kind of maybe another layer of satisfaction in seeing things that were mentioned in the first book called out in the second book. And then for people who just read the second book and maybe are curious and they want to go back to the first book, that would also be satisfying in a different way, because you'll get to see how, you know, for instance, things that happened between Claudia and her coworkers, how they started out in the first book. I think I personally, again, as a reader, have read second books and then read first books and just been pleasantly surprised by, you know, how things came to be in the book that I had read first.
You know, you mentioned your first book, The Verifiers, it took cues from the murder mystery trope, and The Rivals pivots to the spy realm of genre fiction. All of your literary references were so impressive, and I'll ask you about that in a moment. But first, I want to ask you, what drew you to these two tropes, the murder mystery and the spy novel?
Right. So I'll say I never intended to write a murder mystery when I started out writing The Verifiers. I think the premise for the idea was, you know, what if there was this online dating detective agency? And what they did was, you know, go look at the people who you met online on dating platforms and check them out and make sure that what they said about themselves was accurate and they weren't hiding anything too big. And I think the original idea behind The Verifiers was that the quote-unquote mysteries involved would be like quieter kinds of mysteries, like why would someone choose to present themselves in a certain way? Why would they, you know, for example, say that they were single if they were married, or like that they didn't want children when they did, like those type of, you know, quote unquote, more literary type of topics. And then the problem was that I was just floundering because I had no plot. And so finally I was like, well, you know, what if I tried killing someone? You know, what would that do? And so I did, and it worked out. And then immediately I had a plot, because with the mystery genre, the engine that drives everything is trying to figure out who committed this crime and why. So that was how I found myself a mystery writer. And then, you know, when I found out that I had the good fortune to write another novel in the same universe with the same characters, I thought that I did want to introduce something new. Like, I didn't want this to become a series where like each book was just the same, but you know, like solving a different mystery each time. And I thought that, you know, having kind of had some fun with the mystery tropes, I thought it might also be fun to try throwing in more some spy tropes in, and, you know, just like making a big mess of everything. And also because I feel like the spy novel is kind of like a companion to the mystery novel. I mean, in some obvious respects, they're quite similar. You have like the spy slash the detective. There's some kind of case to be solved, or to be like some kind of mission to be executed. But then in other respects, they're actually very different, I feel, in ways that I thought were interesting. For instance, I feel like in the classic murder mystery, it's kind of black and white in that there is a contained crime. The detective's job is to resolve it, which they do by the end of the novel. They explain everything, and, you know, they tie it up with a little bow, and order is restored, justice is met, and, you know, like kind of society moves on. Whereas I feel like the spy novel is almost the opposite of that, where everything is murky, nothing is clear, everyone is compromised, including the spy themselves, who is often an anti-hero rather than a hero. And at the end of the novel, you know, I don't know, the spy realizes that they have betrayed their own ideals or something like that. And so I just thought that it would be interesting to contrast the two and to be a tad self-conscious about it in terms of kind of calling out the murder mystery versus the spy tropes. And also looking at, you know, like how our main character, Claudia, changes as she moves throughout the two novels.
You know, I want to talk about the setup a little bit because, as you mentioned, this looks at the world of online dating. You know, through Claudia's work at Veracity, we get to see the behind-the-scenes world. You know, this is a high-tech, sneaky algorithm, who controls the data kind of plot. Do you think this is a stranger-than-fiction scenario, or could it be more of a cautionary tale?
I mean, I would love if it was a stranger than fiction scenario. I feel like we have kind of consistently been surprised by what we have learned about, you know, what tech companies are able to do and what they are in fact doing. And I think kind of, you know, the rise of ChatGPT and similarly smart kinds of AI programs have actually opened up, you know, kind of a brand new world of possibilities. I think, you know, one thing that is kind of trending is the idea of AI girlfriends, or I guess boyfriends, AI paramours who you interact with online, but, you know, obviously they are not in fact human, at least in the sense that we think of as being human. And I actually think there is a lot of room there, at least in fiction, to kind of explore through that ideas of what is it that we want from our relationships with other people, and also, you know, what does it mean to be thought of as human? And I think My book kind of touches on some of those ideas that there is a third book. So, I hope to be able to explore some of those ideas in greater detail, of course, assuming that I'm not rendered irrelevant by some technological development that happens between book two and book three, which I feel like could very well happen.
As an amateur sleuth, Claudia tries to piece together possible murder techniques, and she relies on Caleb, a friend of a friend who is a chemist. And he's under the pretense that she's writing a murder mystery. Claudia is trying to solve murders, but I was wondering if you have similar conversations trying to create possible murder plots.
Yeah, so Caleb, I mean, the fact that he's a chemist and his idea, he also helped out, as in not helped out in the first book, by coming up with potentially implausible reason for why what he thought of as Claudia's fictitious victim would be killed. And that was actually based on something that a biochemist friend of mine actually did say to me. I think I do have random conversations with various people about ways to kill people. I think my colleague and I have this running thing where, it's like, what do you think would be the best way to kill someone without, being caught? Which might not be, safe for work conversation. And I actually talked to my wife a lot about this as well, because she is kind of very helpful in terms of the plotting and kind of the technical aspects of, how murders are committed. I mean, I'm still alive, so I guess that's all is well. But yeah, so it's been fun in a way, and I think I get a lot of ideas from what people might just kind of throw off, and then you kind of try and take it in various directions and think about how plausible something might be, and also, even if it's plausible, how satisfying it might be from a reader's point of view.
In addition to being a murder mystery, the series also incorporates family dynamics. Talk to me about weaving this layer into the plot.
Right, so I think when I realized that I was writing a murder mystery, I think I also realized that the detective that I wanted to write would not be, kind of that classic detective that you would see in, say, Agatha Christie or Arthur Conan Doyle. I think I wanted the novel to be as much about the detective as about the mystery, and therefore who Claudia was, what her personal life is like, the ways that she thinks about things, the ways that she moves through the world were as important to me as the murder mystery that she was trying to solve. And I think I actually had a bit of an epiphany when I read Hannah French, because I realized that in her books, each novel, at least the Dublin Murder Squad books, each novel is as much about the detective as it is about the murder. And the murder matters because it matters to the detective. And we are invested because we're invested in the detective and what they are going through in order to solve the murder. And therefore, I wanted to try to create a character that could really anchor the mystery, as opposed to, I feel like sometimes the mystery is what the readers are just reading to find out the mechanics of how it was done. And I didn't want something like that. I also wanted to create someone who was believable and complex, and whom hopefully readers could relate to in terms of, being young in New York, trying to figure yourself out, trying to figure your family out, trying to decide on, what you wanted and, who you might fall in love with, and all of those things that I think we would navigate in our 20s. Just also, she is solving murders and, uncovering tech conspiracies.
I was scrolling through your Instagram account and you posted a photo of you with a CN expression, and you had been quote unquote doored while biking through Brooklyn. And I bring this up because Claudia, your protagonist, is a committed New York City cyclist. I would assume that the majority of your readers have not or will not bike all over New York City. How would you describe the experience?
Of biking in New York City. I mean, honestly, it's one of my favorite things about living in New York. Like, if I could not bike in New York, I would probably have to leave the city because I cannot take the subway all the time. I mean, what I love about biking in New York is that it makes you feel really alive, because you have to be in constant vigilance. Like, at any point, you could run over a pedestrian or be run over by a car. But I think more seriously, you really get to see the city, like, as you kind of go through it, I mean, you get to go to all these different neighborhoods much more efficiently than you would by subway or car or any other mode of transport. And to me, it's a great way to just really experience New York and feel like you're a part of it. When I got bored, I was actually, on my way back from Bay Ridge, which is in deep Brooklyn, because I had, gone there to take a tennis lesson. And it's one of those things where if I wasn't biking, it would make no sense for me to take the subway for an hour out to take an hour long lesson and then another hour back. But, I was able to cycle through much of Brooklyn, get to pick up almond croissants along the way from a really good bakery, go over the Brooklyn Bridge, and then, be back in Manhattan like before the morning was done. And that's just part of what I love about cycling in New York.
Your mention of almond croissants had me, salivating while I was reading the book too. Earlier, I mentioned your literary references. In my notes, I have in all caps all of the books. Claudia has a huge cache of literary knowledge. Have you always been a big reader?
So I think I can fairly say that I always have been. I think especially as a child, I love reading, especially like different genres. Like I said, I think fantasy and science fiction was my first love. I also read a lot of the classic murder mysteries, and then I think kind of moving a bit further along, we got into like the various classic authors. Like for instance, Jane Austen kind of recurs in the novels because I feel like the books that she was writing are kind of a good counterpoint to our hyper contemporary tech-enabled world of online dating, where I think we still try to retain some romance about it. And I think it's a good contrast because I feel like her books are romances, but they are also very practical in that sense. Like in her world, marriage was an economic arrangement. And the heroines in her novels actually were the exceptions that proved the rule. Whereas I feel like today our focus is on finding love and romance, but we do so in, like various ways that like we try to maximize for efficiency, things like that. So maybe our methods can come across as being a bit more practical, but then our end outcome is actually romantic, which I find an interesting contrast to Jane Austen.
I had read, and you just confirmed that this is a trilogy, and the ending of this book kind of confirmed that it's not over. Any chance that this will turn into a series beyond three books?
So I think it depends on two things. I think one, it depends on my publisher. And that I think, is something that has not really been broached. I think the second thing is, I am really torn because I love writing Claudia and the characters in her universe. And I feel like there is so much to explore there in terms of tech and how we use it in our lives and how it affects, the human side of things. At the same time, I do have lots of other ideas for other books. And because I'm very bad at multitasking, I can only work on one thing at a time. So I guess the answer is maybe. I don't know. Part of me would like to, but then part of me would also like to work on other things.
That was my next question. What comes after the trilogy? Because you also still work in law, right?
Yeah, so I'm currently a lawyer at an investment company, which is also why probably I can only work on one thing at a time. I mean, I think back when I wasn't sure if the Verifiers would kind of become a series, I had actually started a new novel that kind of also dealt with questions of tech and how it affects the ways that we live. But this was kind of further set out in the future, so it was more clearly a science fiction book, and it kind of dealt with virtual reality and, in a future where AI really was could really be considered human. And then, how that affected the way we thought about AI and correspondingly how that affected the ways that we thought about actual human people who, like might be in the working class or the lower classes or just economically disadvantaged. But then that was kind of put on hold to work on the sequel to The Verifiers. And no, since then, I have had more ideas. I mean, I would love to write something about time travel if I can come up with an interesting enough premise that hasn't already been done.
Well, the book is The Rivals. Jane Peck, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. This was great. And again, I really appreciate, you know, you taking the time.
That was Jane Peck, author of the book The Rivals, which was published by Vintage. Marginalia was produced at KMUW Wichita and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our engineers are Mark Statzer and Torin Anderson. Our editors are Luann Stevens and Haley Krausen. Our producers are Haley Krausen and Katie Lanning, and our marketing coordinator is Carly Cooper. This is Marginalia, and for KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.